And we say good morning to attorney and bridge legal expert David Ehler joining us in the studio. How are you doing, David?
I'm doing well. Good to see you again.
Yeah, great to have you here. Always like to pick your brain. Like, for instance, the story recently about our buddy Elliot Summey, the chairman of Charleston County Council, getting the job as the executive director of the Charleston County Aviation Authority. And there are a lot of people out there saying, this is nepotism, this is cronyism, this is the favor factory, this is the kind of stuff that we don't like in government. But is there any kind of legal recourse that anybody could take if they wanted to challenge this?
I mean, the legislation could try to do some sort of challenge, but under the law, no, because the law was put in place in 1970, and it does not call for the aviation authority, I should say, and it doesn't call for any kind of open hiring process. This is going to be different than, let's think of an easy example. Let's say there's a job at the Department of Public Works. That's mm-hmm. That's going to be a job that obviously is in the public sector. So it has to be posted. It has to be posted for a certain many days. Now, they may still hire somebody's second cousin's brother's neighbor, but at minimum, there's certain requirements that have to be done on all public jobs that are put out there and placed for people to actually apply for it. You have this some in private industries too, that like certain companies have certain ways that they go about it that are dictated by their board of directors. But here under the Aviation Authority, you've got several members of the delegation that are picked by the local legislators who pick who they want on the board. And then there's other members as well. And if that's the way they want to vote and that's how they vote, then that's what's going
to
happen.
So they don't have to abide by any, say, EEOC kind of stipulations.
Correct.
Like other jobs might have
yeah.
to do.
Yeah, and similar to you, a lot of companies, private or public, but particularly on the private side, that'll have no nepotism. So no matter if you're the CEO, your son is not working there. Your daughter is not going to work there. And that's just the policy that they have internally on a private sector. But with the aviation authority, there's no conflicts. Obviously, Elliot will have to step down from Charleston County.
He actually said that he's right. going to serve out the rest of his term, and right. in January 2021, when his term ends, he will not be running for re-election
right.
of county council. So.
And so I think that probably from the standpoint of, where the city stands and what people look at it, they say, well, these people are related or these people are connected. And yeah, that obviously it can be true, but it's also sort of a situation that these people are the ones that get things done. And if, you bring someone in that's from, Oregon State, how well are they going to be able to sort of facilitate things that need to get done when you're talking about things like grants and different things that come into play that people really aren't thinking about?
Yeah, we could go through a long list of nepotism in the state of South Carolina. There's a lot of names that are very familiar through the generations and such. And we did see Mayor Tecklenburg and Mayor Haney in Mount Pleasant voted no. But six others voted yes, and so Elliot is the executive director of the Charleston County Aviation Authority. And I love picking your legal brain, because that act, that law that was passed in 1970 is the guidelines they're operating under. If somebody else wants to pick your brain when it comes to legal advice, how can they get in touch with you, bud?
Easiest way is my downtown number, 577-5530, davidehler.com, and Facebook and all that stuff. So, if people want changes, it all starts with their legislature. I think that's one last thing I'll say is it's so interesting how engaged people get, and understandably so, with who the potential president is or what the president's doing. But it's the local folks that really make a difference in your everyday life of people like you and me and all the listeners out there. And a lot of people listening right now don't even know who those local folks are that are going to Columbia as of literally today, making laws that are going to affect them and their businesses and their families and everything else.
Yep, the saying, all politics are local, and you better pay attention to what's happening locally. And just as a pop quiz, anybody listening right now, who is your state senator? Who is your state representative? Think about that, and that is your legal buzz.